Hey, hi everyone, and welcome to Vanderpump Rules Party. I'm Holly Borquez.
I'm Sarah C. Hello.
Woo! We are coming at you guys on October 3rd, Mean Girls Day.
That was a nice post.
Yeah.
We've had a lot of posts lately. You guys join the Facebook group. It's private. It's closed. No one else can see your comments like on your regular Facebook. It's Vanderpump Rules Party on Facebook. And, you know, everyone has just been popping off posting secret stuff or stuff everyone else missed or background stuff. So it's been fun.
I seriously love our I love all of our listeners, and I love that everyone's come together so we can, like, see faces for who's listening. It's so exciting. And we've had so many people who, like, know us in different ways contact us and say, oh my gosh, like, small world. So I absolutely love connecting with you guys. It's amazing.
Totally. Oh, so I had, like, kind of a rough day. Well, I mean, not rough. It was actually, like, finally completion. I've had a rough couple months dealing with situations, a lot of like dental situations, like decisions that need to be made. And I just wasn't comfortable making them. Like I told you guys when we met Emily from the OC Housewives a few weeks ago, like I messaged her asking for her dentist and she messaged right back minutes later. Anyways, I've just been struggling because I don't like the answers these dentists are telling me. So I finally like bit the bullet and I have a friend that goes to one in Beverly Hills and turns out he's kind of like a celeb dentist and goes back and forth from Beverly Hills to New York. So I'm like, okay, at least I know someone that I trust 1,000% that doesn't mess around with stuff.
That's good.
You know. So I had that situation. I mean, I went in there. There was like a chandelier. The chair was like a massage chair. So while I was waiting in the dentist chair, I was like, oh.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah. No, it was a nice experience.
That's nice.
Yeah. But that was laughing because, well, first of all, I appreciate his honesty because he is not like Jackson Brittany's Dr. Lakey. He was showing me like teeth and like colors and things like that. And he's like, well, he's like, this is an example for your teeth. He's like, but please don't pay attention to the color because this client insisted on this new Hollywood white. He goes, I'm not a fan of it. They went against my better judgment and they got this Hollywood white. And I think that's what like Lisa Vanderpump got. You know, these people that recently came out with these new teeth that are almost like neon white where you're like, whoa.
Yes.
So I think that's what he was talking about. So I kind of appreciate that. Whereas like, he's like, let's not go too extreme. You know, let's be a little realistic. Whereas, you know, like.
Now, how does it work? Like, because you obviously, once you choose your shade, you can't change it, right? Because like, it's not like you can like whiten.
No. Yeah. No. It's like a porcelain.
Okay.
So yeah, you just, I mean, I think, you know, it takes so many years for your color to get, teeth to get discolored that,
right.
You know, just make smart choices.
Yeah.
Well, if you guys ever notice, you know how Sheena got the whole new set of teeth after she had the oral surgery
mm-hmm.
that no one called her after? You'll see she drinks everything from a straw. And you'll see a ton of people on Watch What Happens Live that drink things from straws because they, you know, I mean, I know a lot of the times it's not they don't want to mess up their lipstick. But a lot of other times it's to minimize, you know, if you're drinking coffee or tea or whatnot, you know, it kind of helps. So I will be careful. I will not get LVP neon ghostly white.
I'm excited for you. I mean, I can't wait to see what you decide.
I mean, I had a panic attack, of course, and I had to come home and be like, okay, let's see what kind of credit line increases I can get because it was destructive and damaging to my soul. However, the alternative was in the long run going to be just as much, but take about 3 to 4 years. So I really am not saving any money and I'm getting a better, quicker solution. So I'm happy with my choice. It's just a little stressful. So anyways, but what I was going to say is I liked that he said, you know, this and then not this and blah, blah, blah. Whereas, you know, like so my friend and her husband's the one that gave me this doctor. You know, when she has had things done, she likes to be very minimalistic. It's very like realistic stuff. And the doctors are, you know, yes, for your frame or this or that, you know, instead of like, I think Dr. Lakey should have stepped in with Brittany and said, this is going to overpower you. You're going to be like Dolly Parton, like this tiny little figure that can't support this. You know, Dolly was natural, but, you know, like they should say, you know, we'll do what you want to do, but bigger is not always better. Whereas I remember when they had that consultation with, you know, Jackson Brittany, he's like, yeah, yeah, bigger the better. It's like, maybe you should kind of advise her a little bit better. So I appreciated that this doctor was not like, the whiter the better, you know.
Yes.
So we'll see. And you guys, this is not an aesthetic. Well, obviously, it's an aesthetic thing. It's a necessity thing, actually, for me. Because if I go much longer, I'm going to look like I did meth. So no offense to meth users. I'm just saying. It's actually a necessity. I've been told by 5 different dentists now at this point in my life, so I've gotten plenty of second opinions.
It's not like when like you're like, it's a deviated septum, I swear.
I know, I wish.
Well, you and I are both lucky with our noses. We do not need nose jobs.
People are like, what's your favorite part? I'm like, my nose. And they're like, what? No one says that. Although Lady Gaga just said that on, I happened to turn on Ellen, which I never do. I mean, I love that show, but it's always, you know, I'm supposed to be working during those hours. But I happened to turn it on and Lady Gaga was on and I'm just so dying to see that movie so bad. So I was listening and Lady Gaga was like firing away questions and she's like, what's your favorite body part? She goes, my nose. It's like, well, that's cool.
I really like her nose too.
Yeah, but she didn't even have like a small nose, which is great because that shows that, you know, there's no nose discrimination. Like, you know, you can have medium, you can have big, you can have different sizes, shapes, whatnot. So I love
her nose is just like it's just so distinctive and so iconic. Like if she ever changed it, I'd be so devastated.
Yeah, like Courtney Love did.
Yes.
Because that kind of worked for her in the way like her band worked and just screaming angst and grunge.
Yeah, and, exactly. You know,
and then she just completely changed, you know, her music changed, her personality changed, everything changed. And it's like, maybe you should have stuck with you, but, you know, to each his own, whatever makes you happy.
Yeah.
So, you know, not a lot happened this week on VPR, but they shot the opening credits yesterday. So there's a lot of buzz about that. If you go on the Facebook group, a lot of people posted, you know, shots from their IG stories and who's doing what, who's wearing what, who's looking like what. Like Lala is sporting the really dark Wonder Woman look and she looked fantastic.
She looks so beautiful.
Yeah, like I haven't been a huge fan of her hair change. I like it, but I think blonde just suits her better. But however, yesterday she looked like, you know, Megan Fox or Wonder Woman, like as in Linda Carter Wonder Woman. You know, she looked just stunning. So I think it really worked for her there. Stassi, what'd you think? Well, what'd you think of Stassi's look? And then we'll talk about who was with Stassi.
I mean, at this point, like, I'm just not being, I guess, like, newly inspired by Stassi. It's always the same. Like, she's staying very on brand. And it's, I don't want to buy the brand. You know, it's, I just feel like I'm a little bit bored with everything. Nothing's, I guess that's good. Like, I wouldn't want to change my look a lot either. But it's becoming like super, like I could have guessed this if someone was like, oh, what's she going to wear? I probably would have guessed this. And, I don't know, just kind of boring. And she's just not looking like the breakout star of the show anymore. She's just really blending in for me. And it's disappointing me. I thought she's supposed to be like this fashionista. Like, I'm looking for more from her. Like at this point, like I'm more inspired by Katie, to be honest with you.
Yeah. Yeah, Katie looked great. Yeah, the thing with Saucy, like, first of all, she's still sticking with that 2005 Oompa Loompa orange. And it's just, I understand. She's like, I don't look good pale. I think she would actually look striking pale because, like, her idols, Game of Thrones, they're, like, very pale with ice blue eyes. Like, I think she could pull that off. But it's still, even if she doesn't want to, she needs to step away from the mystic tan. There's still a way to, like, bronze conservatively to give you, like, whatever overall she wants to go for. Like, her eyes are going to pop pale. I don't think that she believes that they are for some reason. Maybe she's going back to her goth years when she had black hair. Well, that's just because of the black hair and it was casting shadows or whatever. It's a very dated look. I mean, I like that she's changed her hair and I like the direction that's going. But then we saw, Ariana posted something and then someone posted in the group, probably Heather, of the outfits. And you know, while I am a gingham freak, I love, in fact, right by my gym is Sea Folly and they have these really cute gingham outfits right now. Of course, they're very small.
I love that store. It's so cute.
I know. And I love gingham. So, but she's wearing a gingham jumpsuit, which is aggressive because there's at some point gingham, if it's too much, it can make you dizzy. It's like houndstooth. It can make you dizzy. So
wait,
it needs to be.
Who's wearing that? Sorry, I missed it.
Stassi.
Oh.
So too much gingham, like too much houndstooth can make you dizzy. But that's not, it was ill-fitting. Someone posted, they're like, it's not looking good on her. And it didn't. It looked like a big diaper. And it was too busy for a whole jumpsuit. But that wasn't even my problem. My problem was, guess what it was on top?
The neck.
Yeah. The strapless with the straight V in the middle, like my montage of 12 other outfits she has, the exact same cut. It's obviously the same designer and they just do everything. But it's like she's a self-proclaimed fashion blogger and OOTD founder. I don't understand. I mean,
is she trying? Like, does she have money invested in this neckline or something? I mean, it's kind of.
I think so.
It's like Kylie Jenner, like, trying to revive, like, the brand, like, eating cereal for breakfast. Stassi's, like, trying to revive this neckline. It's like, I would give her more credit if she was wearing, like, shoulder pads in every, with every outfit. Like, at least that would be, like, something.
Yeah, or like a Lisa Rinna duster and she's wearing it and selling it. Or, you know, Kylie Lipkit, or she's wearing Georgie Jewels and selling it, or she's wearing Luann statement necklaces and selling it. But like she has to be an investor or something because I don't know what's going on.
Yeah, it's something for sure. Yeah, I don't get it.
Yeah. So everyone noticed that Bo seems to be in the credits and Stassi even posted baby's first credits and it's them together, you know, shooting their scene, you know, for the opening. So, you know, I want to know, is he in the credits or is he just in the group picture? What do you think?
I think he's in the credits.
That is very disturbing. And Raquel better be in the fucking credits then. That's all I have to say about
okay,
it.
Okay, I just want to, like, address, like we need to, like, let's just have, like, a quick session and talk about, like your Bo issues.
I don't have an issue with Bo. I like him. I like him with Stassi.
But, I love it. Like, I wish I could, like, I was an artist and I could, like, draw, like, you, like, facing off with Bo. Like, it's, I love that more than the character of Bo. Like, it's, as soon as I saw that post by Stassi, I was like, yes, I can't wait to see what Sarah's gonna say. Like, I knew it was gonna just, like, spiral you.
I mean, the show needs him. Sorry, Schwartz, but that Bo could be replacing you. The show probably needs him. Stassi needs him. Otherwise, her storyline's completely played out and everyone's bored.
Very true.
So, you know, he'll liven up the show. He'll keep, yeah, I like that, but it was just such a fast shooting start to fame. Like, faster almost than Britney, really. I don't care about Carter at all, but I'd be really pissed if I was Carter and Kristen, but maybe they should have stepped it up and been a little more interesting, at least Carter. I do care about Raquel because I I do believe she's been in the mix this season and been popping off, and like there's been scenes around her and fights around her. So she better be in the credits. That's all I have to say. She's been around than Brittany was ever around before she got on. So
I could see the girls being a lot more ruthless to her than they are to Brittany. Like, they, for some reason, they accepted Brittany and they let her get away with it. I don't know why. That was a mistake on their part because she shot above them. But for Raquel, I can't wait to see like how the girls treat her. Like, I'm sure Sheena treats her well, and but that's like pretty much the only one I could see like really being nice to her.
Well, so what's funny is that like don't hold Jax against Brittany, whereas I think they all like Raquel. They still seem to invite her to everything, but they specifically don't invite James. So I think they are kind of treating her like Brittany. But at the same time, they're keeping her.
You know what? That is a very good point you just made. That's so true. Like, I'm doing like a Stassi thing right now. Like, wow, Sarah, that is a very good point. Like, whoa. It's true. They do hold him, James, differently than Jax and Brittany and Raquel. You're right.
They're inviting Raquel, but they're holding her back at a distance. Mm-hmm. Whereas they brought Brittany in open arms. Even Stassi did, even when that was awkward. And the thing is, it's like Jax has done way worse things than James has. James has said and done terrible things, but has he actually done them to the cast? Yeah. Yes. He did the summer bodies comment. Awful. But is that more awful than sleeping with your best friend's girlfriend and your girlfriend's best friend? You know what I mean? Like,
especially since Lala did the same thing and she's been accepted in.
Yeah. And so the other thing, so James hasn't slept around with the group at all. The closest you can get is Jenna, who apparently they forgive Jenna, even though Kristen was with James. But Jenna is now training Kristen, Lala, Katie, and sometimes Sheena, because like they're good friends, but you know, Sheena has a regular trainer. But it's like, so they forgive Jenna, even though she knew James was in a relationship with Kristen. So why did they hold it so hard against James? You know, Jenna basically did the same thing Faith did. She slept with a friend's boyfriend.
Yeah.
So where's the difference there? Why is Faith such just a like horrible criminal that they're calling the FBI on, but like Jenna, they're hiring to train her? I mean, I got nothing against Jenna. I'm just saying, like, double standards with Raquel, with Brittany, James and Jax, Jenna and Faith. You know, it's a mean girls club.
Yes.
So that's my, you know, it all bubbles down to Bo, and I'm sorry he has to take the brunt of it, but super fast track to Titleville, and I think maybe they're desperate or something. Like, not desperate because like Bo is desperate, but I think they needed to change things up a little bit, and I don't know, but that was fast. He should have come on. Like, Schwartz wasn't even a main the first season or two, actually, I think, right?
Do you think that, that Patrick is feeling like he missed out?
Mm-mm. Much as I don't like Patrick, I think he's just like, I want nothing to do with that world.
Yeah.
Rob's does, though. Okay, you guys. So I listened to Shenanigans. I posted this in the group. So I listen because I love, you know, I've watched The Bachelor from day one and Bachelor in Paradise and all that. So I listen. I've seen Sheena been hanging out with Crystal and Chris, a.k.a. Goose, a.k.a. Casey to me and Michaela. I never liked him. I think he's a douche. I think what he did in Bachelor in Paradise, it was extra douchey. Crystal was horrible on Ari season. She made up for it on Bachelor in Paradise. Like, I like her a little bit better. But it was good. I mean, it was interesting to have them on Sheena's podcast. But Sheena talked a lot about, you know, her dating life. She's single. She talked about how many Bachelor people she's dated, which is like, you know, obviously we know Robbie. She kind of went on a somewhat date with Wills. She hangs out with Eric. No, she didn't really name him as dating. She hangs out with Jeff Holmes from Emily Maynard's season. and Josh Murray, and oh gosh, I listed them all in the Facebook group. You guys, I can't remember them all right now. And she's gunning to be the next Bachelorette. Unfortunately, that can't happen because contractual issues. She didn't even say this on her podcast, but I've heard this, you know, because Bravo is owned by NBC and Bachelor's ABC. So it's never going to happen unless she is out of her contract. So, you know, I don't see that happening. But what was interesting also, you guys, this was a podcast worth listening to because she, you know, she gave some dish and whatnot. But she debuted one of her new songs and I like it. But she said it's the first song she actually wrote. And she only played a snippet of it, but I swear to God, every single line was Rob, 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 Rob. I mean, it was like, you had your chance twice with me. You dumped me or you broke those chances. She's like, but now you're still trying to be in my light. Stop trying to steal my shine. I'm like, yes, this is so about Rob. It's like he's still like milking off her IG fan base. He's going on podcasts talking about her. I'm like, she fucking wrote this about Rob. And I fucking love it.
Yeah, I'm down for that.
So you can hear a good chunk of it on her podcast with Crystal and Chris from The Bachelor, which it just came out this last week. But she said it's dropping on iTunes soon, along with another one, which is more of like a dance beat song. Anyways,
I mean, I'll listen if it drops on Spotify.
Okay. Well, I will download it and screen record it on iTunes.
Okay.
Because I only have iTunes and Pandora. I just can't sign up for another thing because I'll just get confused with more passwords. And now my password book is going to be like 19 pages long instead of 18.
Do you have a password book?
Oh my gosh. And I have to redo it because pages are falling out. And I want to just keep it on a spreadsheet. But then like, what if my laptop's stolen?
My mom the other day, I was like, Mom, I need to get into your iTunes. Like I was trying to put an app on her phone or something. And she's like, hold on, let me get my password sheet. And there's like a million passwords. They're all like crossed out. And I'm like, what is this?
No, I have that. And my mom has that too. Unfortunately, it was like, it's not useful because part of the time I'm like, Mom, my sister, she looks at your phone, so I'll email you. Well, my sister looks at her email. I'm like, Mom, so I know, Mommy, I no longer communicate any secret information to my mother unless it's on the actual phone, but it has to be her cell phone. I can't call the landline because my sister might pick up the other receiver and eavesdrop. In fact, she does it all the time. So I'm like, if I need to talk about my sister, I'm like, are you alone? Are you on your cell phone? Even when she's on her cell phone, she's like, who is that? I'm like, are you in the car alone? Like, that's the only time I feel safe.
Oh my gosh.
She probably has her car bugged, actually.
I don't actually truly
ever feel safe. But no, she has the password book too. No, I mean, no, mine's not a book. It's like a freaking notebook tablet. And it literally is 18 pages long. And yes, things are crossed out. Because I have certain programs where it requires you to change it every 6 months. And I'm like,
yeah,
eh.
Yeah.
And then it's one of those bullshit things where you're like, you've used this password before. I'm like, 3 years ago, motherfucker.
Yeah.
We can't reuse it now. That. Yeah. So I have to keep like changing it. And it's like, so it's, yeah. And by the way, anyone thinking about breaking in, don't worry because you're not going to get it. Cause this thing travels with me. Like, yeah. If I'm not home, it's with me.
And if you touch it, it just disintegrates in your hand. It has like you can like disarm it. Yeah.
Yeah. I have a titanium thumbprint on there. And then if it's something else, it just like bursts into flames.
Oh my God.
But I do. I like keep it glued to my heart with my laptop. It's like,
you know what? I just reset my passwords like every single time I use anything that I need a password for. It's horrible. Okay, I should do that, I guess.
You know what I'm really mad about? Because Heather said about this whole Jack Sandoval visit in Oklahoma City, and she's like, listen to Laura's thing. She tells the whole story because she made Jax take a picture with her and he was not happy about it because he does not like her. Remember, he's not affiliated with the podcast called Sup.
Yes, that's right.
And I was like, well, is it regular or Patreon? Well, I check regular. It's not on regular. Well, I pay for her Patreon, but I have not logged in like forever. And so while I'm paying for each one, I haven't listened.
Okay.
And so I'm like, well, I really want to listen to this one. So I log in and I have the correct, because I have my book, I have the correct login. It says, oh, correct. But since it's been a while, we're going to send a verification email to your email. But it never comes. So I hit resend verification, resend. And then I check spam. And then it says, well, check your settings and make us part of your address book. So I made them part of my address book. And I loosened up my settings. And then I tried it from my cell phone. And then I tried it from a different browser.
Dear God.
And this has been going on 2.5 days. And I've hit up support at Patreon. You can't call them, of course. And there's no live chat. You can only send us a note. And then I get like an auto reply. We're very busy and we'll get back to you as soon as we can. It's so frustrating. So I can't even log into my account. I'm spending money that I can't even like get my product from. And it's been almost three days. And
they're charging you with no verification, but you can't listen without verification?
Yeah, I'm still getting charged.
That's weird.
And because I have it where I'm paying like for each one, but I set a cap.
Right.
So every time she releases one, I get charged, but, you know, up to a certain amount.
Yeah, yeah.
But it's just frustrating. It's just like, I should be able to listen. It's not even about the money. I should be able to listen. It wasn't like even a forgot password thing. And I kept saying, I'm like, I have the right credentials. Can you send me a security question? Or can you just call me and I'll verify the security questions? Like nothing. Worst customer service, worst website, worst site ever. So
that's disappointing.
We want to do Patreon. Yeah, we want to do Patreon because like other people are living their lives off of it and we are not. But at the same time, if it's so annoying like that.
Yeah, I would be really disappointed if one of our listeners was having that problem.
Is there a competitor to them?
I don't think so. I mean, maybe. I don't know.
There probably will be or should be, and maybe we should start it.
Yeah.
You know, look. Pandora, now it's Spotify. Well, it was iTunes, then Pandora, then Spotify, then, you know, subscription stuff. There will be. I don't know. I'm upset about the whole thing because I really want to hear the story.
Yeah. Okay, well, let's do you have anything else on Vanderpump?
Nope.
Okay, should we get into the Hosey?
Yeah. So, you guys, so where Vicky and Steve go, Holly and I have been many times, and Holly told some stories recently, you know, about being at Cook's Corner. And, you know, they shot there with OC, what, in season, like, 4? Because Gretchen was on, so it wasn't, like, 1 through 3. It was, like, season 4 or 5.
Are you talking about with Tamara?
Tamara and Gretchen went to Cook's.
Yes, mm-hmm.
Yeah, so they've shot there before, and a lot of people we know were in that shot back then. Now, this time, now Holly and I haven't been in a long time, but, you know, our special guest, Julia, that she used to live there. Like, literally every night was there. Sorry, Julia. Or every morning, or every lunch, or every dinner, depending on the day. No, not the weekdays, but you know what I'm saying. She knows everyone there. She knows every bartender. The manager, most of the bartenders are still there when you and I went there. So she watched it. She told me, she's like, oh, it was so fun to see Misty and Michelle and Jack. And I was like, wait, what? Because like, I was like, where's Rhonda and Yuka?
Yeah. You
know, wouldn't they be in the shot? Because they're like the you know, OGs. But so she knows Misty, the bartender.
Sarah, can I stop you for 1 second and call you right back? I'm going to grab Daisy and feed her while she's crying so bad. I'll call you right back. I'll call you right back. Sorry.
Yep.
Okay. Bye. Oh my God. I'm so sorry.
Everything okay?
Yeah. She was just like screaming and I was just like, okay, I'm just going to take her. So I've got her right here. Hopefully she doesn't wake up, but
yeah, you got a break when you got a break.
Yeah. Okay.
Don't
so back to Cook's. I was totally interrupted you. So Julia recognized the people. We don't know them anymore, which stinks, but
Well, there was Misty the bartender, and Michelle was back behind there. Someone that I had met up with Julia for Sunday football was someone that you know, Michelle and Rhonda, like, had kicked this lady out for several years. Remember the person that used to live by me? So that was kind of interesting. I'm like, did they like kick her out? Did they just walk up and say, you're no longer welcome here? So anyway, so that person that like kicked her out, she was featured, I guess. But here's where, so this is before I even talked to Julia. I called bullshit the second I watched the show, because never do you go to Cook's and you order. First of all, I really kudos to Steve, the ex-cop, for ordering soda when he's being filmed driving a bike. But, you know, let's be real. Most people are going to order a beer. I applaud him for not. And good example, you know, because, you know, a lot of people don't, you know.
Yes.
Very conscientious. However, you guys, you do not order food at the bar. You order a drink at the bar. There's a whole other food area, bar area, checkout area. You go and order your cheeseburger over there. They don't take those orders at the bar. So that was bullshit. And, you know, and then he's like, oh, cheeseburger. She's like, I will too. And I want mine in a lettuce wrap. And it's like, okay, when is this, like, you, would you ever order a burger in a lettuce wrap at Cook's?
I would throw the bun and just eat it without lettuce. That was...
That's what I would do. I'd be like, can you throw some extra lettuce in there? And then I'd just throw the bun and just make it work.
I would be scared to order it that way.
Because they'd be like, ah, oh, princess.
Yeah. That's the first thing that I wrote in my notes too. Like, okay, they've never come to take my order sitting at one of those tables.
No, there are no, because they sat at a high top, there are no waitresses or servers. You go to the bar, you order a drink. It's very simple. Then you go to the food window if you want the food. And then she brought it to them. And granted, this is obviously all done for filming. She brought it to them, which doesn't happen. They call your name and number, and you walk up and you get it yourself. And then she's like, do you need ketchup? And Julie's like, that's bullshit. She's like, you want ketchup? There's a big condiment bar and you pump it yourself. I'm like, yeah, I know. You've taken us there 1,100 million times. I know this. But it was good to know that, like, she confirmed everything. And yeah, still the way it is.
Yeah, I felt like the girl did not want to get, like, she was just saying it to be nice. She was like, do you guys need anything else, like ketchup? Like, she was just being kind.
And then
stupid Vicky's like, yeah, I'll take some ketchup. And she's like, ugh. You know, like, she was totally annoyed.
Oh, yeah. No, the girl did her job great. And they did make it look, like, more accommodating. And but that's the thing. It's like, they shouldn't have to change for the show, and they didn't change, but they did change a little bit by bringing it to them or taking their order. And I understand for filming, they're like, we don't want to have to like move the cameras to go like have them order food, then pick up their food. And so they did it for ease and convenience of filming. Right. I get that. And I'm sure they paid the bar, and that's why they were like, yeah, we'll bring them the cheeseburgers just for your filming convenience and your filming fee. I get that, but you guys, that's not how it is.
I appreciated that they showed the girl, though. Like, sometimes they even cut that part out. It's like, at least give, like, I was happy to see like people from the bar. It was cool.
Yeah. Now, I'm surprised that Vicky at her age had never ever been on a motorcycle.
Yeah, I don't know that I buy that.
Yeah, it seems like Don would have ridden one, or Mike and Brianna's dad would have ridden one.
Like, it seems like you don't live that inland in Orange County if you're not going to be doing some sort of like biking activity. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that was the other thing. Well, I noticed, but Julia pointed out too, like, we were both laughing because she's screaming and screaming, which, first of all, is going to startle the driver and make them on edge. So don't do that. But she's like, you're going 100 miles an hour. It's like, first of all, Holly, you've done this ride from RSM, Kodo, to Cook's. It's surface streets. It's stoplights. You can't even go more than 30. And then when you get on the country windy road, you know, through the canyon, mm-hmm. It's so windy, you can't go more than 30. And she's like, you're going 100. You know, it's like, no, you're not. Not even close. And they never once touched a freeway. I guarantee you. you know, you've done that back route, right?
Yeah.
From our, yeah, where you go. Yeah. So I've done that in my car because I don't like to ride on bikes. I have, but I'm just not a fan. But I've followed Holly or Julia or Lauren or whomever it may be. I've done that route many times, and yeah, they're not, no one's going fast. You can't, well, you can't physically go fast.
I mean, as being like not an experienced motorcycle rider, it is scary being on the back. You know, it's yeah. similar to like the Wave Runner experience where you feel like, oh my gosh, could I be whipped off? You know?
Well, yeah. I mean, that's why I don't do it. And I've also, you know, had so many accident experiences in my life, not me personally, but people I know. And I just choose not to do it for that reason. But he was going slow and he's on a Harley. He's not like, you know, on the rocket going like splitting lanes on the 405 freeway. It is scary, but she shouldn't be screaming like that either, because that's not going to help matters.
No.
But, you know, if he is going 100, then scream and say, stop, let me off. Then I'm for that. But
yeah.
Anyways, but it was very close. It's like 11 miles that they went from her house to Cook's. And it's mostly like stoplights and then a little curvy country road.
I was actually kind of, I think they said 13 miles, not that 11 and 13 is a big deal.
Well, could be, yeah, could be 11 at RSM and then like she's 2 miles into Kodo or something.
I was kind of surprised that it's that many miles. Like how many miles is Cook's from our house?
Oh gosh, probably like 45.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I would have thought, I would have thought they would have been more like 7.
Yeah.
But.
I was kind of surprised, but I was like, whoa, that's a decent amount of ways. I don't know.
Yeah.
I was trying to think if I had like any really good Cook's Corner stories for you guys. Sarah and I were also thinking we're going to probably podcast from there and we'll definitely go live so you guys can see it. It's really fun. The only story I could really think of is when I threw up there because I drank a whole bottle of Jaeger. And then I had eaten Olive Garden that day, so the poor guy had to hose it down.
Oh, you drink a whole bottle of Jaeger?
It was like a, it wasn't a mini, but it was in between like a mini and like the big bottle. There was like a smaller little size. I had like a horrible day at the law firm and I was just like, that's it. Horrible.
When you say mini, do you mean like a single mini bottle, like 99 cents?
No, I'm talking about in between.
Oh,
like
a pint and a liter. Yes. It was like the, ooh, and Jaeger. What the fuck is wrong with you?
I don't know. I was like, I just wanted to black out and I accomplished that. Let's put it that way. I ended up on like the floor of like Julia's apartment at the time and it was very, very scary.
That's when you were throwing up. And then your other highlights were you told the story of Dennis when you had to go back and like Julia dipped out and she sent you back to ask him why he was there.
Yeah.
San Francisco Dennis, you guys, if you can't remember that story, a couple podcasts ago, just think about my San Francisco hotel sheets. And then the other Cook story is when you met my sister and she climbed a tree.
Yes. But yeah. But it really is fun. You don't feel like you feel like you're somewhere else. It's very beautiful outside there and lots of trees and it's just fun. And to be honest, like I've been scared there a couple of times. Like it is legit. Like there are some like intense bikers that come through there. It was kind of funny to me to like see Steve like try to act like he's like a biker, not saying that you have to like act a certain way, but from the bikers that Julia hangs out with and stuff, like he doesn't really like fit the bill.
Yeah. I mean, they straight up look like Duck Dynasty and you know, some of them are like total softies and some of them are hardcore. And then, but there's like full on, here's the funny thing is there are tons of families that go there with their little kids and not in a bad way. Like sometimes they'll have family nights or spaghetti night or whatnot. And they're people that live in Kodo, like where Vicky lives or RSM or, you know, where Tamara lives, Ladera. But then there's also like the biker element and you will see Hell's Angels, you'll see Mongols, you'll see, you know, hombres or like, you'll see different biker gangs. And we've been there at times when rival biker games are there together and they're eyeing each other up. And then all of a sudden they're making phone calls. And then all of a sudden you see more of them pull up. And it's interesting to watch.
Yeah, it's really fun Well, I don't know.
Well, I mean, there's so many people there, and there's so many elements, and you feel safe because they're just against each other, not against the innocent people. There's enough people that, you know, unless it's like desolate night, then you're like, eh. Or if you're involved with any of these people, some of them that have like full head face tattoos, it gets a little scary.
If you're an old lady, as they call it, you could have some problems.
Vicky's an old lady. Look at him. I'm a biker babe now because I'm not going to send him. Look at him. Every biker babe's going to want him.
And I have to say that I, is the person that I rode with about the age of Steve. I'm talking about the person whose name starts with a P.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Another scary thing about, being on a bike with an older gentleman is, the bikes are really heavy to hold. Like when you stop at a signal and you have someone on the back, like those things are heavy. Like a big Harley is really heavy. And then when there's a rider on the back, it's like, if you have like a hip problem or any sort of thing going on, it's actually kind of scary. And, you know, Vicky's not like a tiny, tiny woman. So the fact that she was yelling and carrying on is like, okay, Vicky, like sit still and like let him drive.
Yeah. Actually, the same person you're talking about, I rode with him once only, like it's normally against my nature, but we were just riding up the hill. Remember where she lived? And it was like literally a half a mile. I'm like, okay, go slow. I have no other choice. But I was so out of practice, and I'm like, I don't remember what to do or how to, like, obviously I can ride, but like the mounting and dismounting was a challenge. And I was like, how do I get off? And then I like got off the wrong way and it like tilted. Like I think he had got off first and then I tilted it and I had to legit help him lift it back up.
Yeah.
Like, it was a problem, and yeah.
And then did you notice that while they were filming, like once he had like his GoPro on his helmet and they were filming that way, and then other times they were like following him and filming?
Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah, that's about all I have to say about Cooks. Let's see. What did you think about Shannon? And, you know, I really like that Shannon is, you know, stepping out and like selling these meals. Have you considered purchasing these meals?
Well, no, because the only thing I've seen is salmon, shrimp, or lobster crab cake. So what would I eat?
Yeah.
And also, I'm not a fan of, I don't know, are they going to ship this from Philadelphia, like Nutrisystem style or Froze? Or is it going to be like, you know, Hello Chef or one, you know, what are some of the other ones I've done where they deliver a cooler to your house every day?
Right, yeah.
I mean, but first of all, I don't eat fish, so that was one of my questions was, are there any other options? They talked about salmon and shrimp.
You know what? I'm going to go online tonight and look. I'm interested to know.
Is there a chicken option? I don't know. I liked when she's like, and then the cream cheese just melts all over. And they're like, shh. It reminded me sometimes like when Julia's over and like she's saying, like she talks really loud. And then, which she knows, I say it to her face. And then I'm like, shh, my neighbors. And then she'll say something like, well, her and a friend were over and they were like, fuck, fuck. And I'm like, you know, I have small children next door. And then like the other next door is like, they're a little older. And I'm like, can we just say like, oh, fuck. Do we have to be like, fuck, you know? Like,
yeah.
Can we just tone it down a little bit? So that's why I felt like the producers and everybody else with Shannon when she was like, I'm out. Who doesn't want cream cheese? And they're like filming on the other stage. I'm like, okay, I get you, producers. I understand.
I just feel like it. Like, why didn't someone direct Shannon to maybe like produce like a vitamin line or like some sort of like pill like organizer? That would have been so on brand for her. The way she's always like it's her travel like ritual of like,
yeah,
okay, I need this pill for this and this pill for like, I would love a Shannon Bedore
vitamin or some kind of like Zen energy,
like whenever she talks about like vitamins or something, like I feel like she's very knowledgeable in what works. I would totally
and
buy a vitamin from her,
like crystals and energy and Zen and that sort of thing.
Yeah.
I mean, that was actually a question of mine. Like all last year was about her new restaurant, and they even flashed back to that, like the whole like nine lemons and I don't know if it's going to be called Nine Lemons, but her logo was Nine Lemons. Like, did that restaurant never open? Have you ever heard? I tried to Google it. So, like, there was all this work and effort and probably some money, but, like, it never opened. I mean, I get it. It's hard to open and sustain a restaurant, but I don't think it ever opened. So maybe she shifted her focus to this. I'd be a little more interested in, I don't know, something. I just don't want, like, you know, freeze wrap. This is your meal. And there, I guess there's, for me, I'm not going to go to QVC to order my food. There are so many delicious options between, you know, the different, there's like Green Chef and HelloFresh and Sunbasket and then all the ones that I did before that now I can't even remember the name of.
Speaking of which, I would love one of those people to sponsor us. So reach out.
Yeah. we could reach out to them and say, well, we've mentioned several and actually I've tried several. Remember like... You knew when I would have food delivery, you know.
Yeah. For me,
it was hard for me to eat all of it.
I've tried those too, and I spent like a sickening amount of money on them. I did like a cleanse where I had stuff delivered like every single day. A driver would come and drop it off at my door.
Yep.
And you just
I got a couple coolers out of it. That was the best part.
Yeah, I just end up like feeling like foolish. Like I could have totally done this on my own. This is how lazy I am. Like it just makes me feel horrible.
That's exactly how I feel. And I spent too much money because I could never keep up and eat all of it. Either I didn't like it or I didn't want it. Or I just like there was just a lot of packaging and everything. I felt wasteful on top of that with the packaging. And then I just didn't eat all of it. So it's like, God, I could have the meal delivery and then split it with like one person or something. But yeah, it was just, again, it makes you feel lazy and wasteful. And so, yeah.
Anyways. Okay. So what did you think about Gina's parents? Weren't they so sweet?
Yeah. Who orders a tall glass of tonic water? Like, I don't even know what that tastes like really, but I know I've tried a gin and tonic and I despised it, but I don't like vodka soda either, so that doesn't surprise me. But that was funny. But I love the, you know, and see, I would hate to be all of these bitches server or waitress or bartender. You know, you notice this in Philadelphia too. It's like every scene, whether it be someone out to lunch or dinner and they're in Philadelphia or whatever, they're like, what can I get you? Can I just have hot water with lemon? Or can I just have tonic or soda water? Can I just have a nice tea? It's like, all right, you know what? No one's getting a big tip here. Hot water with lemon. Let me do that at home.
Yeah.
Order tea. Give the girl a $2.75 tab.
Totally.
What's she going to charge her for hot water with lemon? Is that like, is there a fee for that?
There should. I would think it would be a tea charge.
There should be. Just order tea.
I feel like it's okay. Like if as long as someone is drinking at the table or something, otherwise that is rude.
Yeah. Or at least order food. You know.
Yes.
So, sorry. Your original question was.
Oh, I was just talking about Gina's parents. I mean, it was like a very like short scene, but I liked how supportive they were, and like that's how I would want my parents to be.
I know how I thought about this conversation. Her sangria. I couldn't figure that shit out. Could you?
The white or?
It was like a layered Mai Tai, but I'm like, but this is sangria. It should just be like a red, fruity, but it was like a layered sunset. It was beautiful. Like she said, she's like, oh, it's beautiful. But I'm like, but that's not sangria. That's weird.
I felt like they put like white wine in the bottom and then like plunked some stuff on top.
And then like orange juice and then like sangria. But like, how did it all stay layered like that?
I don't know. It was
so weird.
I was very thrown off by that too.
Yeah. Looked like, yeah. I'm thinking about all the carbs in that right now.
I'm
like, God, you have the wine and then you have the juice and then you have the pineapple and then you.
Good for you for knowing that that's like carby. I don't even know that.
Oh my God. Orange juice is the worst. Yeah. When I fell off the other day, I was good. I ordered these sliders and then I ended up like just kind of like eating around the bun. I probably had a couple bites of the, I had enough to throw me out of keto. I know that for my strips, but I was also drinking Greyhounds. I had one beer. I haven't had a beer in like 2 to 3 months, and I've been missing a draft beer. But at this point, I was really depressed on Sunday, and I wanted football Sunday, and I was like, fuck it, it's not working anymore. So I had a beer, and then I like came to my senses. I'm like, don't blow it. So then I did like a Greyhound, which is terrible because tons of carbs and grapefruit juice. But then I finished with vodka soda and then a splash of grapefruit because it was my whole day of just like, fuck it all. But then I bounced back.
Good job. Yeah, that's okay. You can have like a little like cheat day.
Yeah, I haven't had any one of those drinks in months and months. So it is what it is, you know.
Yeah. Okay, I loved the scene of Kelly and Jolie going to her, like, little theater class and her sitting there not being able to keep a straight face.
Yes.
It was... Exactly.
Now, who did that remind you of?
Julia.
Yes, and in fact, that was our whole war when she moved in, when we first met each other, because my roommate was a theater geek girl, and, I don't think she was a geek or a dork, but Julie is that. She is Kelly Dodd, and she self-professes that. I'm like, Julia, she reminded me of you in this scene. She's like, I always thought theater, they were like dorks. And that's exactly like her opinion of my other roommate. And that is, you know, so it was very true, Kelly, very true, Julia. So I had to laugh because it really hit home.
Yeah, I was laughing too.
I feel sad when Jolie watches, but at the same time, she kind of backed up. She's like, well, actually, I mean, who cares? Like, it's teaching her public speaking as long as she's happy and it's her passion. So she made fun of it, but then she kind of like countered.
She saved it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, and you can tell, like, in the end, like, she supports, like, she wants her daughter to be happy and she supports, you know, whatever she does. So it was cool.
Yeah. But yeah, she was trying to keep it. She was like cracking up when they're like, me, me, ma, mo, moo. I had to do that in choir. Did you?
Yeah, totally.
Me, me, ma, mo, moo. And then me, me, ma.
Yeah, I was laughing. Okay, so then we had Vicky and Gina have a combo about, you know, Gina's moral compass and everything. And they kind of had a heart-to-heart. And I was really impressed with how Gina kind of flipped the script on Vicky and like got Vicky getting all emotional about, yeah, you know, saying like, maybe you need to like stop saying like that the grass is greener on the other side and that you should have worked harder. Like you should just let it go. If you're
like, I should have watered my own grass. Should have watered my own grass.
Yeah.
Yeah. She's like, maybe that's your problem. And that is true. She keeps looking at the, you know, she's kind of doing that like, oh, in the good old days or back in my time.
Yeah.
Like, but you didn't feel that way at that time. And all this video footage shows that. Like Jamie posted in our Facebook group. Thank you, Jamie. And then I tweeted it out to Gina and I tagged Vicky because it wasn't anything bad. I just said, hey, Gina, next time Vicky questions your decision, play this. And it was Vicky going, talking to Tamara, I don't believe in anyone. Anyone should stay in a marriage that where they're unhappy or miserable. No, you shouldn't. You shouldn't. So it was like, granted, I think at that time that was before she divorced Don. So now she has a new perspective. And I think there's value to that for sure. And I think there is value to what she's saying and what Shannon's saying. Like, yeah, we thought that too. Money's not an issue when it comes to like our kids or us, but it does change people. Situations change and it probably will too. Like I love, like Vicky actually gave her a little wisdom when she's like, well, come to me for insurance. And she's like, oh no, no, it's not like that. He'll keep me on his insurance forever. And she's like, no, he can't legally. And she didn't even know that. So it's like little things like that, like Gina's being a little naive.
Yes.
Like I totally applaud the perspective Gina's coming from. May it change over time because once they're not together anymore, he may feel differently and there may be a war of, you know, financial issues. But if nothing else, she didn't even know that she had to get her own insurance.
Yeah. One of my friends, is married and she has, you know, stepchildren, like, you know, the, and she's put, you know, she's like the new wife, and she's noticing how much money is spent on like things that aren't agreed upon, like with the ex-wife or whatever. And she's like, hey, you know, you never know, like, that another wife could step in and say, why are you paying for their health insurance, or why are you doing this? Or it really could quickly turn into a problem.
Yeah, 100%. And, you know, it will, especially if they're not communicating as much or sleeping together. You know, that's all going to change things. And she might be a little naive there. I really like her outlook and her attitude and her goal. But, you know, at the same time, these ladies have been through it, and you never know what's going to happen. Like, you know, Dawn and Vicky were very, it never seemed like they fought a lot, and they seemed to be on the same page. But then, you know, he sued her for alimony, and then she was bitter about it. And then look at Shannon and David, and they're like, you know, she has to get an escort to her car for her safety. And Kelly and Michael seem to be, yeah, just, you just never know.
Yeah.
So I hope it goes, you know, the way she sees it. Hopefully.
Me too.
I think there's, you know, some truth in the middle of both of them.
Now, what did you think about, like, do you think that Emily should have another child?
Well, it's not for me to judge or to say. I do think she's very, very blessed, and I don't know if lucky is the right word, but to have a sister to carry not just one, but three, I think that is being like very, very blessed. And it's, her story is, you know, very sad and, you know, tragic to, you know, have a baby and lose it so many times. And then she had the twins where she was, you know, getting past that first hump of the first trimester. I mean, tragic. Is she going to ask her sister again? I don't know. It's tough because obviously she can't, because she has to have Shane's permission, because it's,
yeah.
I would imagine he would have to sign off on the release, and he won't. So then my question is, Emily, if it's that important to you, why don't maybe you adopt?
Well, I'm sure it's bothering
because
her
that
like
sister is a sister. So why didn't she just, she could adopt, but I'm sure that would be difficult with a husband that says no too. So.
Well, I think she like is thinking that since she has, you know, it's not even, she said it's not embryos. It's like a step further than that, right?
They're not eggs, they're embryos. They're already sperminated eggs.
So that, I think that's what she's saying would be hard to just turn her back on, which I kind of get. But yeah. I get the feeling.
Like they're ready to go.
Yeah, I get the feeling that those around her are thinking that it's a little too much to add to the family. Like, he seems like he's overwhelmed. The mother-in-law seems like she's overwhelmed. The only one who's not overwhelmed is Emily, so.
Like, why is he overwhelmed? He doesn't even work. I mean, well, I guess he had, like, some kind of job, but she's an attorney. Like, they talked about his job. It was, like administrator or something. I don't know. It just seems like attorneys usually work, like, extreme hours.
I feel like that's why he's saying no to another child, because he's with the children more. Well, maybe that's not true, but that's the impression that I'm getting.
Oh, okay. Well, that's a good point.
I don't know.
I wish they'd clarify that, because it certainly doesn't seem to be about money.
No, it does. No, yeah, it seems like it's something else.
Well, they can get help, but I also fully, like, I understand if they're like, we don't want other people raising our children. Like, finally, like, we'll get into Dallas, but, you know, Brandy got help. It's like, there's one thing asking for help, and there's another thing having other people raise your children.
Right.
It's like, just because you're asking for, you know, a part-time nanny or a babysitter, that's not having other people raise your children. Even daycare, that's not having other people raise your children. Some people have nannies that do raise their children. So there's a difference for sure. So, but you know,
yeah,
maybe she could cut back on her hours if he has a trust fund that they don't ever have to work. So maybe she can pick up the slack on the parenting.
Yeah.
Or she can do her party planning, which is at nights. I don't know. I mean, to each his own. It's up to them, I guess, to work it out. I think she's blessed as she is, but it's up to her. Like, some people want one kid, some people want 12. So I totally can't, you know, tell them what's right or wrong.
Like, I don't know if I would have, like, agreed to, like, talk about that subject being filmed. Like, it seems like such an emotional thing on both of their parts and so personal. Like, it's really, you know, interesting that she decided to open up about that, and probably helps a lot of people to watch that on TV.
Well, and then Perry's like, she's like, well, what did you do? Because your husband didn't want to have kids. She's like, like, makes a gesture of, like, throwing her pills in the trash. It's like, okay. So clearly Emily, I think, maybe has some support on that side.
Yeah, for sure.
But, all right, so should we go into QVC with a Shannon Bedore?
Yes.
So, okay, I rarely agree with Tamara. I'm going to agree with Tamara here. While I think she looked fine for, like, a normal day just out and about, I do not think that was the outfit for the camera.
Yeah, I didn't want to agree with Tamara. I thought it was, like, kind of a mean comment that she made. Just because I would not want someone to say that about me, but
she didn't look bad. It's just, she could have looked a lot better.
Yes. With something that was a little bit more flattering in the fit.
Okay. So, you know, like me, when we put on a jacket, the jacket might look good and it might fit, like, certain parts, but you know, when it's pulling off to the side of our boobs, that means it doesn't fit because we could never connect that jacket. Right.
Right.
Everybody knows it's too small. She's like, it's too small. Like, Shannon is a way bigger boob than Kelly. Even if Kelly has fake boobs, it's just, it's different because I don't think Shannon's are. So it fits differently. And then she wore white underneath it, which I personally would never, like, I don't really think anyone should wear, like, a white, like, shirt or white cotton t-shirt or even a white dress unless you are, you know, Gisele Bündchen. Something where there's, like, just nothing, you know, nothing to forgive. And actually, it looked fine until she, you know, pointed her own situation out. But I think if she wore, like, here's what I'm thinking. And first of all, you're not really supposed to wear white because on film it, like, washes out a lot. And plus, she's blonde and she's light skinned, so it could have washed her out. I think she should have worn maybe a blue or light blue shirt. And then if she wanted a jacket for comfort, she could have worn one of those mini white jackets she has and every other housewife has. That was very popular for the last 2 years, the little white blazers over a blue shirt, because the blue would have brought out her eyes. It wouldn't have washed her out, and it would have hid a little bit of whatever her midsection problem that she thinks she has. You know, it would have been a little bit shaded more than the white.
Yeah.
And by the way, I think she looks fantastic. She is the one that's, like, pointing, look at that situation. It's like, I would never do that either. But I give her major props for doing that, for, like, huge relatability and making women feel comfortable. So I give her major props for everything she's done on her weight loss journey and just weight sustenance journey in the last couple years, because she's always looked great. She's, like, much thinner now, but she's always looked great, even at her heaviest, to me. So there's no, like, you know, weight shaming here. But I know she's paranoid about how she looks. So I would have probably made a different color choice and, you know, jacket choice.
Yeah.
So.
I agree. Sorry, I'm trying to calculate Shannon's, like, how much these meals cost. So I'm on the QVC website right now, and you're right. It's a lot of seafood. There is one option, a veggie burger, which does not look too hot. And then there's a apple glazed pork tenderloin. Now,
see, I don't eat any of that. None of the above.
It's pretty expensive too. So and you just get the one meal, like, over and over. So you get, for instance, 12 veggie burgers for $58. Or 9 seafood meals for $110. Like, it's pretty pricey.
Yeah.
Or no, lobster thanks. Cakes or.
But yeah. I could just, I could just do that on like food delivery, DoorDash or Postmates or something. But like, and then you look up the nutrition. And the nice thing is like a lot of the restaurants have, you know, you can find their nutrition posted. And if you can't find it on their website, there's a lot of apps that will, that have already figured it out. And it's, you know, then you can eat what you like and what you want from a place you know and not be tied into something. Is it a subscription thing or you just like buy a one-time thing? I've never purchased anything off QVC.
You can do both. You can, you know, either opt to do it by subscription or not. And you can break it into payments or whatever you want to do.
Just doesn't seem something like I would want to do.
It seems like a mistake that you would make. Like, oh, like I'm going to do that. And then suddenly you have, you know, 18 seafood things in your freezer, you know.
Well, it comes frozen. What if you happen to be out of time? Or what if you forget and you're like, and then it sits out there. Well, it's fine. I mean, I know it's refrigerated for a long time. But I don't like frozen things. I don't like the taste of, my mom always says, she's like, oh, she's crazy. Oh, we have chicken. I'm like, I don't like your frozen chicken. It's been in there. Little ice crystals are in there. It tastes different to me. So I don't like a lot of frozen foods. Like I am nowhere above. Like I love a good lean cuisine. Don't get me wrong. And I'll eat a frozen pizza. But for some reason, like a frozen meat dish, it just gets all, it has a weird taste and just not a big fan of it.
Yeah, same. But it totally reminds me of my childhood and like Costco days, like with the frozen chicken for sure.
Yeah, I just rather make it, buy it, deliver it, like drive through it, have it delivered, go to a restaurant, make it. I don't know, just frozen. And like the lean cuisines I buy, they're like, you know, cheese ravioli or lasagna. It's like I don't eat any meat frozen meals.
Yeah.
I just don't like, I don't like how it tastes. I don't like the texture. It's just a weird thing for me. I mean, pepperoni on a pizza, I can get over that. That's fine. But, you know, chicken and anything else, just weird. Anyways. Yes. Okay. Well, I mean, Vicky called in and she's like, hello, I'd like to buy two. Did you notice her accent then?
Yes.
She's like, two. I want two salmons, and I am her good friend. Like, what'd you think about them hanging up on her?
I was correct. It seemed odd, though. I felt like the person on the phone was, like, very, like, unprofessional. Like, they're like, what? Huh? Or it just seemed...
Like, why did they hang up on her? I didn't understand.
I don't know. I mean, it was funny. I liked it.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I thought she did good, and I'm proud of Shannon for putting herself out there and, you know, doing something.
Yeah. Now, what did you think of Kelly's new pad?
The
decor. I mean, it did remind me of, like, you know, kind of Paris Hilton-y 2007. Like, I kind of love it. Like, I mean, she's older, so it's hard. I was like, oh, well, but I kind of love it. And then also, like, would I be embarrassed to have certain people over? And then I'd be, like, super proud to have other people over. But I'm like, are the other people I'm talking about, like, 15?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, her location is amazing where Kelly is. But
where exactly is that? Do you know? Because I keep freeze framing. I'm like, what is that parking lot in front of her? Like, where is that?
It's the beach. It's the full on. It's the beach parking lot.
But what part? Like where?
Like Big Corona Beach. Like right, like in Corona Del Mar. Like straight down. You know where those houses are? Like right in front of the beach. It's very close to where she lived.
Because I always went to the cove. So I lived right above the cove. And I walked down the cove. And there's no parking lot down there. You have to hike up and hike down. So it's like to the right or the left?
To the left.
Okay. So I never went there. I would go to the cove because it was like, you know, like not a lot of people there and private. And
yeah.
It was like Malibu where you have to like hike down a little bit and then hike it back up. You can't park like ground level like you can like Huntington or, you know, Newport.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, her house. Did you ever see, or do you ever remember when, like, Pamela Anderson got her divorce and she's like, I'm going to do my house all white. And she did it, like, all white, shabby chic in Malibu. It was, like, so gorgeous.
Yeah.
That's, I feel like Kelly was drawing, you know, inspiration from that, but she definitely, it's not as good as Pamela Anderson's, that's for sure.
I mean, I love that she's doing it on a rental. It's kind of funny.
Yeah. Yeah, that is funny.
It's ballsy.
Yeah.
I have not.
But again, like, I like Kelly. Like, she just throws it out there. You know, she, like, still has people over. She's just like, this is what I'm dealing with right now.
Yeah, she's not embarrassed or anything. Like, a lot of the other wives are like, well, this is my temporary. Like, even Shan, this is my temporary. It's my temporary. It's like, whatever. It's $12,000 a month. It's like, Kelly's like, well, it is what it is. This is where I live. But yeah. I
really like it. And I thought the women were nice, needs. You know.
It's all she needs.
Totally.
It's her and her kid 50-50. So she doesn't need any more. Now, what'd you think about Sophie taking David Bedore's Porsche? Have you ever stolen your parents' car before you were, like, when you were there?
Well, hell no. No way. But I... because I'm scared to death of my parents, but also, like, their cars, like, wouldn't be fun to steal. Like, we had, like, a Suburban. But I did go with my...
I didn't even have a Suburban. We had Pontiacs and I stole those. Anyways, go on.
My friend who lived in, like, right where all those housewives live in Newport Beach, we did steal her dad's Ferrari. We stole... what else did we do?
Like, Ferris Bueller style.
Yeah, and... let me tell you, a Ferrari is not easy to drive. Like, that thing, shifting that thing was insane. Oh. We didn't get in trouble or anything.
Yeah, how did you even know how to do that? Like, because you're not raised on a stick shift, probably.
I was raised on a stick shift.
Were?
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah, I'm shocked.
Yeah, Chad is, like, really upset about that. Like, that I can drive stick and he's not that great at it. And he I love to tease him, you know, because I'm like, ooh.
I'm older than you and I was not. And then and then we got, like, a stick shift, like, little truck. And so my dad did teach me, but, like, I never ever drove it. So I learned and then I never drove anything. And then when I lived with Suzanne, the theater dork that Julia hated in Westwood at UCLA, my car broke down. And so she lent me her car. And she taught me in the federal building in Westwood. And I was like, wah, 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 like, probably, like, you know, just grinding her gears and whatnot. Like, I knew, but it had been so long. So long, like 5 years. By the way, I stole my parents' car at, like, 15 many times. But I also had my farmer's permit. Something I'm sure you're not – this is one of those things I'm sure Holly's going to be like, wait, what?
Wait.
Farmer's permit?
What is a farmer's permit?
So I could drive legally alone at 15 instead of 16.
Like what? Like a tractor?
Well, technically, no. Any car, truck, technically it was supposed to be related to farm business.
But okay.
It never was. Like, I had no farm business going on. Anyways,
that's cool.
So I could drive a year before everyone else, but I've been driving since I was like 4 years old. So it'd been fine. Like, you know, my driveway, I've videotaped that for you.
Yeah.
Like, I started driving that at like age 10. But like I drove in the fields like at age like 5 to 6, but at that time I had to be in my dad's lap at like to reach the pedals. But then I was driving on my own in the field at like 7, 8. And then I was driving down our driveway by age 10. Easy.
Wow.
And then I was driving on the roads with the rest of you people at like 15, with my farmer's permit. So there you go.
That's amazing.
So anyways, I just kind of laughed when she took the car and they're like, did your dad know? And she's like, no. And I'm like, ah. I love you, Sophie. More power to you.
You know what?
You know, she's not enforcing any discipline on her. So she should fuck it. Like, she was kind of like Lauren. She's like, how are you going to get your keys to your car back? She's like, I don't care. I'll just go in when he's at work and I'll take them. I'm like, you are an OC kid, aren't you?
Yeah, it really surprised me when she was talking like that, because she just seems like, I guess just like from the way she looks, she seems like such a good, quiet, like kid. And to hear her like talk like that, I was like, wow, like good for
flippant.
You. Yeah, yes.
Like maybe entitled, but also maybe just a little fun. And
yeah, it's
maybe.
like, does she have no moral compass to know not to steal a car? Gosh.
I mean, if that's the bad she's doing, then they've made it.
Yeah.
You know, she's not, it doesn't seem like she's doing drugs. So if that's the worst, then good.
Yes.
So I don't have much on OC. Do you?
No.
So I want to see how your experience with Teamy Blends has gone. Our sponsor of the week is Teamy Blends. I am still going through the 30-day detox. What I'm doing is, you know, every other night I'm doing the night detox and kind of cleansing. But what I do during the day is I make the tea into iced tea, and I brew like several cups, and I put it in a big pitcher, and I add a little lemon to it and a little squirt or two of stevia extract liquid. And I don't know, I just sip on my iced tea all day because I love iced tea regardless of anything, but I always go and buy it. And now I feel like, okay, well, I have the tea here. Let me just, instead of, because I never want to drink hot tea during the day because I like to wake up and drink my coffee. So I think, oh, how am I going to replace that and drink? So I turn it into an iced tea, and it works great, and I drink it all day.
Yeah, I love that. I still haven't done that. I'm going to do that tomorrow morning for sure. I'm going to do iced tea all day. But yeah, same.
It's easier if you do it in bulk, just saying make a whole pitcher, and then you can just make a big thing. Mm. Anyways, go on.
Mm. No, I was just going to say, same thing. Like, I've still been using my Teamy Nursing Blend, and it has been amazing. I told you guys in a couple of podcasts ago, I almost had to stop breastfeeding because I just lost my supply. I was, like, trying to do some crazy dieting, and I just had to readjust, and thank goodness my supply has been so amazing. And anytime I feel, like, not confident with what my daughter's getting, because I have no idea. It's kind of scary, but I just drink the tea, and it really is helping. So if you guys want to try Teamy Blends, use our code. It's Pump Rules, and I still am excited to see what my results are going to be, and I feel like I'm my stomach's a little bit flatter. I hope so. And it makes me feel pretty good. So I've been really happy with it.
Yeah, like I said, I like, you know, the daytime tea to give me energy. They have teas, you know, it's not just detoxing and cleansing. They have some to focus, some to soothe, relax, you know, like relax, like a sleep aid tea. Or some to give you energy. They've got little honey spoons you can get. They have really cute tea tumblers. But the other thing I discovered, too, was they have cool facial green tea facial scrubs, green tea masks, and then essential oils that help you soothe, repair, some for glowing. So, you know, whether you want a different kind of tea, you don't have to do it to cleanse or detox, or if you're not nursing, you can do it for, you know, just relaxing and whatnot, or give you energy. Or help your skin, and try some of those products. So I'm excited to try the facial products. I have not yet, but I'm going to. And I've liked the teas so far. So far, so good. So yeah, promo code Pump Rules. Go for it.
Yes. Thanks, guys.
Okay. So we watched Dallas tonight.
Yes.
And what are your thoughts?
Well, I have some questions for you because, I don't know. I just had some stuff's not making sense to me, but really quick, did you notice, on Brittany and Jax are headed to Kentucky, and did you see that their dogs are flying with them on the airplane? Are they emotional support animals?
Oh, wait, didn't that law change, or just per airline?
I don't know, but, like, I mean, how many times did I decline going on vacations with you because I couldn't bring my dog? And
well, you can bring your dog. It has to be under a certain weight and fit under the underneath the seat. You have to pay extra. It has to show. You have to show their shots. You have to pay extra. But if it's more than what you can fit underneath the seat, it has to be an emotional link support. Their dogs are small. They can fit them underneath the seat. So.
But they had him out, like, and like la la la, like sitting on the airplane.
Yeah. Technically, you're not supposed to.
Oh, I was just wondering.
Unless you're an emotionally support, you know, animal. I have Brittany on my mind, so it's coming out that way. You know, they probably do. They probably got some online. Blah, blah, blah. They're cracking down on that now, though, because so many people have abused it.
Yeah. This girl that I went to high school with, she posted like this like rant on Facebook, and it kind of made me feel bad because she doesn't have, her dog is an emotional support dog. It's like literally like a, what is it called? Like a disability dog. What is that?
Yeah.
So the dog's like a, I think it's like a pit bull, which I guess would scare people because, you know, sometimes people get mm-hmm. scared of pit bulls, but it alerts her to when she's gonna have a seizure. It like tells her to sit down. And so I thought, you know what, that's before you judge someone of like, hey, why is that emotional support? You know, you never know what the real story is. So I don't know. That's kind of interesting.
Yeah. I mean, and you know, there are certain dogs that you see with, you know, that are seeing eye dogs or legitimately disability dogs that are assisting besides the emotional support. And I'm not trying to discredit that. That is a legit thing. It's just that I would say 90% of the population have abused that.
Yes, 100%.
You know, and the thing is you can bring your dog and cat and whatnot if they can fit underneath the seat in a compartment. But no one wants to check their dog and you know, where they put the pets underneath the plane, because it's very dangerous, very brutal, horrifying, terrorizing, and no one wants to do that. So everyone is doing this. They should really come out with like a pet airline.
Yeah. It's a great idea.
Okay. Or pressurize where the pets go and make it a little more, and maybe you pay extra for that, and that's fine. But yeah, I would just choose. I never would travel with my pet unless it was a necessity, which I've had to do. But normally I would just, no, it's worth, I'll pay a pet sitter.
Totally.
Because they don't like to travel and it's hard to explain to them what's happening when their ears are popping, you know, like a baby. You can't explain it to a baby. You can't explain it to a pet.
Totally. Okay, so sorry, Dallas. So we start out with Cameron's kids speaking Spanish.
I really like this aspect of Cameron, that she's doing that. And I forgot about that scene last year. I do like this. And I think it's great.
Yeah,
I liked when they're like, can you like eat one cupcake in one bite? And she actually tried. And I want to know, you guys, can anyone out there do that? I would like to see it and post a video. maybe we should do a poll and a prize. Anyone that posts a video that can eat a cupcake, like a full size, not a mini, full size cupcake, you know, like a sprinkles or something, in one bite and swallow it, maybe there's a prize in it for you.
Well, now you're going to make me like want to eat a cupcake to try it.
Sorry, friends and family of podcasters are not eligible for this contest.
Okay, thank you.
Because I think he could do it.
Yeah, I felt like this was like a very kid-centered episode. I had to watch this while Ronnie was up and stuff, so she was like running through and she saw like them speaking Spanish, then she saw the hip-hop class, then she saw the kids at like the dog party, and she's like, is this a kid show? And I was like, no, go away.
Oh my god, they're amazing kids. So like, oh my god, Brandy's kids, I'm like, oh, because Melania's too old now. Like, I love Jersey because I love Gia, and then Gia got old, so then Melania came on and Melania trumped Gia. And it was like amazing. Well, now Melania's old and she's going to act all cool and shit. So I'm not that excited. unless Adriana's going to take Milani's place, but I doubt it because she seems kind of sweet like Gabriella. But Brandy's children are just straight up demons, and I fucking love it. They are crazy. Like, have you ever, like, okay, has Ronnie, let me just ask you, has Ronnie ever thrown a tantrum because it's been too hot?
I'm trying.
Well, not to put you on the spot, but I love these girls.
No, I mean, very dramatic. Yeah, the subject of, no, she's never thrown a fit about being too hot, but I felt for Brandy in that moment because she will throw a fit sometimes about something where you're like, what the heck? Like, okay, I'll pull over and get you something. Like, just chill out. You know, I mean, she's very vocal, you know, about what's bothering her. And she will 100% say, I want to go home. I don't want to go to that. Or, you know, things like that where you're just like.
No, I love it, though. That makes great TV.
It was so good. I mean, she lost her
shit. I'm not saying there's anything wrong with them, and no one. Brandy's not being a bad mom. The kid's not being a bad kid. It's real. It's not these polished kids. And so I love it. And that's what Melania was. She's like, I know you didn't watch Jersey, but Melania would straight up call her dad. She's like, get out of my way, you fat old troll. Like, she would just say things. And that's what Brandy's kids are doing.
I'm like much more up on Jersey than I am on anything else. That's for
Oh,
sure.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I didn't realize that. All right. Sorry. I am. My bad. But, you know,
Melissa
like
Gorga till I die, you know,
on display, on display.
Yes.
What I love, like, you know, like last week, like I straight up, I mean, this is why I shouldn't have kids because I probably would have backhanded my kids. I mean, she was like, they were popping off to the social worker. It's like, no, she doesn't walk to the park. She walks to the end of the driveway. She's lying. Like, they were so throwing her under the bus, and it was hysterical. But it was also like, I was really stressed out for Brandy because I'm like, I know she's a good mom, and she has to be a good mom to raise these like smart ass, pop off, sarcastic, crazy bitches.
Yeah.
And I love every second of it.
Yeah, I just don't like when it like crosses into like the getting disrespectful part. Then it's like too much. And you just feel so bad for them because it's happening while they're filming. I mean, of course your kids are going to be disrespectful, but you have to teach them not to be. And to have to do that on camera is like, ooh. Like
Gina with the Vicky scene and her kids.
Oh, yes.
But then Brandy on camera, but then with the social worker, and she's obviously been very stressed, hasn't slept, doesn't have any help because she can't ask for it. So like to tell your kids, be good, make me good. And they're still just like popping off. Yeah. That would be like ridiculously frustrating for me, at the same time, it's makes for great TV.
Totally.
But, yeah, these girls, their tantrum in the car over it being too hot. I just thought, I get a tantrum over something else, and they might say it's about something else, like Ronnie. But, like, they were legit, like, you dressed me wrong. It's too hot. I'm like, I don't remember any moment of my childhood, or I don't see any current kids. Kids don't really, like, think it's too hot because they're just like they just want to play or get in the pool or get in the water, like it's not too hot. I remember it getting too hot for me as I got older.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? Like, yeah, I don't remember being a kid thinking it's too hot. I just remember like playing.
I'm overheating. I was dying.
They're just funny. They could have the spinoff.
And
you know?
She straight up did stop and get her a tank top. Did you notice that? Like, I loved that. That was awesome. And they were just a mess. Like, their hair was like a mess. Like, she just like picked them up and was like, we're going to this dog thing. Just get in the car.
Yeah. So I just really like that. I liked this scene with Dee and Deandra. I thought Deandra looked fantastic. Well, so does Dee. But what the fuck was up with Deandra's jacket? Is this another one of those things I'm missing, like Rodeo Drive kind of thing, like a Versace or a Dolce or a, you know, Gucci? Like, it had like green flames all over it and then like gold stars. Like, did you notice that?
Yeah, yeah.
What is that? You know, now, she probably, now, you know, probably like $1,200, right?
What's up with Deandra? Like, do we like Deandra?
Used to ish.
Yeah.
Like, she was a little like melancholy for me. And then, you know, as we spoke with Heather on Sunday, I'm kind of with Heather on this. Like, Heather was like, Deandra's dead to me. I can't do your accent. Sorry, Heather. You know, the way, like, she kind of turned shit on Leanne, and I don't know. I think she's kind of in a Carrie Duber situation where they're realizing they need to make a
bigger splash. Yeah.
Yeah. Stir the pot, because mm-hmm. otherwise they're just boring, because there was nothing wrong with her last year. But she's kind of boring, like easily replaceable kind of thing. And same with Carrie, quite honestly. So she's kind of coming at Leanne, and Leanne was her maid of honor. So maybe don't come at, like, I don't know. I'm kind of with Heather on this. So
I just feel like some of the, like, she's acting like really immature about some of the things where it's just like, okay,
it doesn't add up.
Yes.
So like, she's like, I have $200 just in my shopping account to, but it's like, but then she says, but I had to charge it to my company and my mom's going to kill me. It's like, so that doesn't add up.
Right.
If you have five different accounts. And then her whole, like, I think this whole scene of her mom coming over, it's like Deandra realized, I don't have it. Like, I can't do it on my own. Like, I can't raise the money. I think Dee did what she did to her to light a fire under her ass and to make her scared and to make her work and to make her, like, kind of, like, start chomping at the bit or screwing her ass, like, oh, shit, I need to figure something out. I think Dee kind of maybe did that as a lesson. I think Dee always knew, yes, of course she's going to get the business, but she needs Deandra to realize you need to be scrappy and you need to learn what it takes to do business.
Yeah.
Deandra just thinks, I'm going to come up with an oil. I'm going to hire a company to create an oil and I'm going to name it. That's business. No, sorry. That's not.
Yeah. I mean, without knowing any of the history, just by, like, coming in and watching this mother-daughter relationship and knowing that the company was successful, you know, and seeing how Deandra is, I 100% agree with her mother that she should have reservations about handing the company fully over to her, because it just seems like she's also not respectful to her mom. And it just, I don't know. Like, wouldn't you want your mother to, like, mentor you and, like, stay on and, like, give her opinion and, like, just to, it just seems like she should be a little bit more respectful and, like, and not be like, this is it, sign on the dotted line that the company is mine and then go away. It just seems like, why wouldn't you just be like, okay, yeah, sign on the line, but I want to make sure that you're with me the entire time and that we talk about these decisions. I know that they fight and stuff, but it just seems super unhealthy.
Well, exactly, because her mother started from scratch. And, mm-hmm. I mean, look at her. I mean, she looks fantastic. And I've, like, yeah, maybe she's had other work done, but she doesn't look crazy like some crazy cat ladies we've seen in other, you know, mm-hmm. housewives or parts of the country or whatnot. But she started it from scratch. She has no one else in her life. She doesn't have a husband or any other children. But she knows what it took to do it. And Deandra, I think, you know, Deandra went on Watch What Happens Live and, like, slammed Leanne and said, well, I'm sorry, I've had a whole career and I'm not going to take advice from someone whose only job has been selling balloons at a carnival. It's like, well, actually, like, I know we did the net worth thing. That's not, like, legitimate, like, where Leanne was worth more than Deandra, like, just on paper. But it turns out, so we did a little research into Deandra. And, well, first of all, it was her stepfather that left her the trust that she said she could live on for the rest of her life and support her husband, but it's not enough to fuel a brand new business. Well, of course not, because that's a lot of money to do that. Mm-hmm. So first of all, boohoo violins, you have no stress about paying your mortgage or your life needs, whatnot. So I'm not going to feel that sorry for you. And this was her stepdad that created this trust for her. But then I learned later, it was like her stepdad wasn't even like the big money maker. It was like his brother and his like other extended family. They were like a big name, but you know, he had enough money and obviously enough like niceness, because there's a lot of people that they're not going to include their stepchildren. But he did create this trust for Deandra, which is very cool, and she can live on it for the rest of her life. But I think, you know, she got a little scared, like her lifestyle, I think, between the trust and then her salary and income at the company her mom built. I don't think she realizes, you know, what it takes. Oh, sorry. When she ripped on Leanne about the job. So she's like, I've had a whole career. I worked for nuclear waste for, you know, George Bush when he was governor and blah, blah, blah. Well, I looked into that. Well, her whole family, the stepfather I'm talking about, that's what their business was. So it wasn't like she went, got a degree in this specific area, earned her way into this position. This was a very connected, can you give my daughter a job?
Mm-hmm.
You know, they were a huge, you know, I want to say like, you know, a huge oil family. These were the masters of nuclear waste and management and resource management company in Texas. As we've heard them say themselves, the Simmons name or our family is very well known in Dallas and blah, blah, blah. It's like, well, okay, you're obviously saying your family's name is very rich and powerful. Obviously, you're going to have connections. So while she says she had this job, I don't doubt she did the job, but you also got the job, obviously, through these connections. So
yeah, oh, totally.
Let's be easy on the slamming Leanne, because she pulled herself up from the bootstraps of the balloon stand, and she made herself.
Yeah.
And I don't think Rich is cheating on her. And I mean, I think he's funny. I like that he's like, well, the last times I've done it, I've just been up there.
Like, that was funny.
That's pretty tongue in cheek. I mean, I think he's very attractive. But, you know, when she's coming at her about, you know, you lead separate lives, he's probably cheating on you. And
did you?
I don't. They've been together like 8 or 9 years. I don't think he's cheating on her. Like, why would he? Why wouldn't he just, like, go be single then?
Did you hear last week when he goes, look me in my eye?
He's funny. I like.
And I thought it was really sweet how he comforted her when she broke down, you know, being upset about not being close with Deandra anymore. Like, I like when, like, yeah, a husband or a fiancé sees. Yeah, he felt for her.
And he's like, call her.
Yeah, I liked that.
He is kind of very Steve Lodge-ish. He's just more charismatic and better to look at.
Yes.
But, you know, Steve is always encouraging Vicky, just call her. He's like, stop with the texts and the emails. He's like, just call her. Like, and they're both ex-cops, right? Wasn't Rich a cop or a detective? Yeah, I think so. So it's like they're very just like, cut the bullshit. Just call the person.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, so I appreciate that.
Yeah. Okay, so what'd you think about the dog party?
Well, I thought it was kind of funny because when Cameron was pouring out all the little sample dishes of Sparkle Dog food, I was like, oh, God, these poor dogs. And then, like, quickly thereafter, Leanne's like, oh, my God. My dog just took a shit and wasn't like solid. It was juicy. And Cameron's like, juicy. And I'm like, yeah, because he ate your fucking Sparkle Dog food. Like, you guys go on Amazon and Yelp. Every review is like, my dog had instant diarrhea. My dog was raced to the vet. My dog is like, it was terrible. And then you'll see Cameron's husband on there calling everyone liars. It was a very entertaining Amazon review sesh that I had. Well, I don't know if they're still up there. It was last Christmas because, as I said in a previous podcast, I was going to get it for my brother-in-law, who is a very, like, you know, non-sparkle dog type of person. And I was going to get it as a joke. And then I read all of the reviews and I'm like, can't do it to the dog. it's not worth the joke. So
it was just so disgusting. And she's like, is it juicy?
Ew. Yeah. I liked when the little girl walked up to Cruz and she's like, stop helping Suri. Just go paint your own stuff.
Yeah, that was so funny.
He's like, I have to tell her though. That was cute.
It was cute.
What the hell was up with the, I get Cameron's thing about the string quartet, but they kept playing wedding music. Did you notice that?
Yeah, like, it was, or like a graduation ceremony or something, yeah.
No, every shot was the wedding song.
Doo, doo. Yeah.
Yeah, it's like, again? I don't know.
What's up with that Yeti cooler? Do you have one of those? Did you see that pink Yeti cooler?
No, I did not.
Does anyone have a pink Yeti cooler? I want to hear about it because I feel like that's like so trendy right now. And is it worth it?
What is it?
It's like a cooler, like a full on, like, let's go on a picnic cooler. But it's like this elite cooler and it was pink. It was really cute. It's called a Yeti. They come in all different colors, but I've just seen
that. Is it like on wheels or?
It's just like super like utility looking. Like I think it's. I don't know what they do or why they're great.
Is it plastic
great.
Or is it like canvas or I missed it.
I think the material is plastic. I'm not sure.
Did she wheel it in or something? I just missed that part.
No, it was like sitting on the table, like on display. I don't know what it was displaying. If it was keeping
on display.
If it was keeping something cool or I just saw it. Like it was like this like baby pink Yeti cooler.
Did not notice that.
Yeah, it's rugged, durable. Yeah, I don't know. Like, why would she have that, you know?
Yeah.
She doesn't seem like she ever does anything rugged or...
Would you have eaten one of the doggy biscuits and confused it for a cookie?
Probably.
Yeah.
Yeah, and these coolers are, like, expensive AF, so I'm curious to see why they're so great. So someone let me know.
Well, let's Google it and find out, like, yeah, what people say.
Yeah. Like, it looks like something that Ryan would have. It just looks like a cool, like,
in
man
pink?
Cooler. Yeah. Not in pink.
I will say what I won on my Grazzi gift thing last year.
Yes.
It was like a camo Bluetooth speaker, but it was also like a flashlight and like several different things, but it's camo colored. I'm like, you can use this on your training trips or your deployments. And like, every time I go there now, it's like out and they're using it. So it's like really happy about that.
I love that.
You know, sometimes you buy people think gifts that you think they'll like really like or need, and then, you know, you never see it or you forget you even got it for them. But like, I forgot that thing even existed. I'm kind of jealous I didn't keep it for myself.
Yeah.
But I see it in you. So I'm like, good, cool.
Yeah, all right. That's awesome.
All right. So what'd you think about the whole like Carrie, Leanne, Cam? Like, do you feel like... And I know you're kind of new. Do you feel like Carrie's just being straight up? Or do you feel like she's stirring the pot? Or do you feel like she's playing both sides? Honest question, because you're kind of new. So I just want to get your fresh opinion.
Just from the way that they're setting it up, that's like the vibe that I'm getting is that I guess as like a viewer and like a friend, I would be scared of someone like her that I would, you know, possibly tell her something. And she's, you know, openly saying she's going to tell the other person what I'm going to say. So I'd be very like leery of what I say to her.
Yeah.
But I would also like to ask her something if she's going to tell everything. So I
kind of like what Leanne did.
Yeah. So I kind of, if she, as long as she's like, on like says what's true, I don't see a problem with it, but I would be annoyed. Like, it's like I'd be very careful what I say.
Yeah, you never tell her anything that you don't want repeated over a speakerphone or a podcast or something,
right?
And like Leanne kind of said, she's like, well, I appreciated what you know, I called her on her bluff, And she answered me honestly, but at the same time, I kind of agreed, like, well, you kind of narked on your friends. And like, it was stuff that wasn't like a big thing, but it's like that some of the stuff she said, like, that should just be like friend stuff. And her and Brandy were really, really close. And her and Stephanie are really close. So it's kind of like, dude, you should just be like, no, no one's talking about you. Like, honestly, you know, if Julia said, well, I felt like Holly wasn't that nice to me last night, do you think I'd be like, Holly, I really want you to know that Julia thinks you weren't that nice to her last night. Like, it wasn't a slam, but it wasn't like, it's not worth bringing up.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, if it was like a dig or something, like,
well, see, and that's where I feel like Carrie's being careful to not say anything that's like too crazy, but she's doing it enough to where Leanne's going to bring it up, but it's nothing that's going to come back to bite her in the ass. Do you know what I mean? Like, she's carefully like folding together this story for each person to make each person happy.
Which I don't like, though.
No, it's not working, but I don't know.
Yeah, I think you kind of got to like, I mean, you can't please everyone and you can't, but yes, you still have to be like, no, but I mean, I guess that's really hard to judge when you're on camera because you don't want to be called a liar or bullshitter because they're filming you. So I get what she's doing. She's playing the camera. She's breaking the fourth wall.
Yeah.
Because she could be like defending her friend saying, no, I didn't hear anything. And then as soon as footage comes out or it airs, Leanne's going to be like, see, you're a straight up liar.
Yeah.
Whereas she was actually just being a friend and defending her friend or defending her friend.
Totally.
So I guess this way she's kind of breaking the fourth wall and just being like, well, they did say something to me. Whereas like, then we don't really need you.
Yeah.
I guess we need you to fuel the fire, but it's in such an obvious way. And I feel like that's been happening on OC, like where it's in such an obvious way where, okay, we see that things need to get going, but let's just, you know, they're just like kind of cutting each other's throats to make things happen. And
yeah, so
it's not as organic as it used to be.
Totally. I'm hoping that this was just kind of like a transition episode and it's not going to be like that each time.
Yeah, it's kind of like VR, though. Like, they do that. It's like, now it's like, it's not as organic as it used to be, and now they're realizing, okay, we need these fights, we need these problems, we need conflict, otherwise we're going to be out of a job. So they all have come to a agreement,
mm-hmm.
you know, and they've all said it. They've all said, we're always going to back each other, no matter what. And it's like, well, that's when you lose the organic nature of it.
Right, right.
Anyways.
Yeah. So I'm excited to see what happens next week. Although I'm getting really bored with this whole Deandra and Leanne narrative about like, but when are you setting the date? When is the date? You're hiding something. It's like, I don't care what she's hiding. It's
stretching.
It's annoying. And why do we have to repeat it every week? And
I don't think she's hiding. I think she's like, it's not like, she's the 21-year-old bride. It's like, can't wait for my wedding. Like, she's been in a relationship with him for 8 to 9 years. Like, what's a rush? Like, she doesn't care.
But when are you setting the date? But when is the date? Like, when are you getting married? Like, something's wrong. Like, ugh.
I feel like Deandra is really trying this season very, very hard to be very, like, controversial and relevant and stirring the pot. Because I think last year she was boring and she was on the chopping block because the year before, and I know you didn't watch, Leanne had a different best friend. Granted, like Deandra was her best friend, but she just apparently wasn't interesting enough to be a main. She was just a guest star. And so I think Deandra is really trying to like earn her weight. I think she knew she was probably on the chopping block. And so I give her credit. She's trying to do whatever she can to like stay a main.
Mm-hmm.
You know, what'd you think of the hat at the lunch?
Oh my God. A lot of the things that she wears, I'm like, ugh, it's just not my style.
I mean, the first opening scene, I was like, with her and Dee, I was like, God, she looks beautiful right now. Like, her skin was loose, luminescent. I mean, she's very white, so it's a little extreme that way, but she looked very pretty, I thought.
Mm-hmm.
But then now with his hat, I'm like, I don't know if it's flapper. I don't know if it's bonnet. Like, is it a bonnet? Is it a flapper? Is it a jockey hat? Kind of like partially helmet. I was very confused.
Yeah.
I'm like, and then the, sorry. And then the tassel earrings, just very reminiscent of Carol. So maybe this is a age, you know, Carol from New York, sorry. Carol was very fond of the tassel earrings this season on New York. So I'm like, is this a midlife crisis earring? I don't know.
Just yeah.
Lots of questions around Deandra. And I don't know, when she was saying, like, do you think he's faithful? And Leanne paused, and you have separate lives. It's like, I totally get exactly what Leanne was saying. She's like, no, he just stays home. I don't drag him to certain situations. It's like, do you know how many people I know are in the same situation? You are a very good example of that, too. Like, you go to things that Chad's not into.
Mm-hmm.
He goes to things that you're not into.
Yeah.
Like, you can go to things separately. It doesn't mean there's trouble in the marriage. You know?
No. But I also think that there's, I don't know, just people that shouldn't comment on other people's relationships. It's like super uncomfortable because it made me uncomfortable too. Like when Leanne's like, no, our relationship is the most rock solid. Like, it's like, ooh, you should never brag about that. Just in case, you know, God forbid something did happen. I don't know. It just, the whole thing is just, I just don't understand why they're coming for her like that. It's strange.
Yeah, well, because she's not reacting like normal, so they don't have much to come for her at. Mm-hmm. I'm hoping next week, when she's like, you know, do not treat me like that or I'll go into a rage of fury. Like, I kind of hope that scene's coming. Like, I hope she keeps it together for herself. But at the same time, the Leanne scenes are what have made Dallas season 1 through 3. They really have.
Yeah.
So whether or not, like, there was that contest of who's the queen of Dallas, I mean, without Leanne, it's kind of like Jersey. Without Teresa, ain't no show.
Yeah.
You know, like Beverly Hills, it's like everyone wants to say LVP, but it's like, meh, you know, she's really not that much. I mean, I guess people could say that about Vicky of the OC without Vicky. But I feel very strongly about Dallas without Leanne. You know, and Jersey without Teresa, love her or hate her. Eh. New York, they all hold their own shit, so can't even speak to that.
Yeah, I'm excited for next week. It looks good. OC, same thing. Like, let's get it popping.
Yeah. All right.
Okay. Cool. Well, you guys, thank you so much, and we will be back, I don't know when, next week sometime.
Yeah, next week for sure.
And hopefully we'll have some new updates for you.
Cool. Thanks, guys.
Okay, bye.
Bye.